Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Okay.
Our guest today is Claudia Castro. She is a sales and marketing consultant, wine country host, and author. Claudia, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So there aren't many times that I talk to someone with a friend or stranger and they say something, I'm like, ooh, that's something that is like life-changing. And what I mean by that is I had a friend in LA and I was talking to him and he's like, yeah, you need 2 a.m. friends. I'm like, what do you mean by that, 2 a.m. friends, Mike? And he said, you need friends that if you were at 2 o'clock in the morning, who can you call and they would pick up? And then, you know, I'm a New Yorker, so I'm like, well, why is it at 12 o'clock? And he's like, well, 12 o'clock, they're probably still awake. I'm like, what about 1 o'clock? He's like, you know, they still might be awake, but at 2 o'clock, it's probably certain that most people won't be awake. So again, who are your 2 o'clock friends? And I'm like, wow. So I actually called up 5 people. One person picked up. He's in Vegas. His name is Matt Ford. And we had like a whole conversation at 2 a.m. Now, why I say that, it's because, wow, who are the people that you can chat on at that time? But now when I talk about you, Claudia, we don't know each other, right? It's almost like I'm a musician where I'm like,
right,
you're on stage. But you said something before about how when you rent a home in Russian River, which is Northern California, north of the Bay Area, you said that if you ask people on Russian River, they don't know what time it is. And I thought that was so powerful and telling because really, isn't that what life is about? Where if you don't care about time, that means you literally are in the moment and that's the only way to live. So Claudia, thank you for providing that very profound statement that I don't even know if you knew how profound it was. So did you always have the mentality of, wow, I'm enjoying myself to the point where I don't even know what time it is?
That you nailed it. You took exactly what I was trying to relay to you, is that when you're on vacation and you are asking people for what time it is, and yet you find all these people all along the river that do not know what time it is, they're living in the moment. They are, you know, living everyone's dream that, you know, you don't need time when you're on the river. And I actually think that's just a great message about vacationing on the Russian River. I thought that was profound myself, and you nailed it. That's exactly my message, you know, because it's one of the best kept secrets. Here's a line for you, a marketing line. Russian River is one of the best kept secrets because people do not keep time when they stay there.
Yeah. Well, they need to hire you to be their publicist or sales marketing consultant because literally, I have literally traveled around the world.
Yeah.
And so just because, so people don't might not know this because we have guests all around the world, right? The Bay Area is super
right.
expensive. And I was like shocked that I think it was only a few hundred dollars to rent like a two or three story, fully like just a really nice high-end home. And Russian River literally is in your backyard. And that's what shocked me because again, in the Bay Area, for those who don't know, Silicon Valley area, that whole area is very expensive. And I was shocked that it's quite reasonable for most families or most people, frankly, to rent an entire house. And so, but beyond the whole thing about the house, I really want to talk about you because you both are a sales and marketing consultant, author, and a host. But the reason why I wanted to share that story, Claudia, is because when people work with you, they have your skill set that they're working with, but also they understand you as a person. And the reason why I shared that whole, the whole, you don't know what time it is, that means you're aware of yourself
right.
and you're self-aware of yourself. And that's important as an expert. So for you, we can talk about your book about 26 days, a whole food plant-based diet, or we can talk about the sales and marketing. What would you prefer to talk about, Claudia?
I would like to talk about how my book has really incorporated into my business. And
awesome.
How those two relate.
Let's
actually.
Talk about that.
So, you know, and as I'm thinking about this, like, how do I find myself an author get into sales and marketing? Like, how did those two collide? Like, you know, you're either sales and marketing, sales driven, business oriented, or you're an author. Two separate people. Okay. That's me. So, you know, I always had this desire to learn about business. But, you know, as I studied undergrad at San Diego State, you know, business administration, blah, 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 I was seriously just extremely bored. From economics to accounting practices, I just found myself completely bored, even though I was interested in business. So after doing some soul searching, I found a job selling brick cell phones where you could make about $1,000 per cell number, as you can imagine.
Wait, what does
how
that
long
mean,
ago that was, right?
Like the big cell phones.
What is that?
Okay. No, I actually remember that. It was probably like late 90s or something like that, maybe.
Correct. So you can make a really good living selling cell phones. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I mean, it was hard, but it led me to other opportunities where, you know, at that age, I just, you know, found myself actually loving it so much that I found myself in a territory in downtown Los Angeles selling it for the garment industry. So loving it again, but I felt like I loved it so much because I was making a difference by helping, you know, at the time, a small struggling manufacturer that was having a hard time keeping their machines going to a business where the machines were just humming more and more with like efforts just on my sales. So after working with them, they had to bring in extra shelving to store materials for all these orders that were coming in. And at the time, the owner and I made a deal. He said I would continue selling brick phones from one of his own offices that I rented for free while I helped build his company. So the deal was that I would eventually make money selling phones and commissions from the manufacturer. So I had my own office basically selling independently for two firms at the age of 21.
Wow.
So now, instead of listening to the manufacturer, other professionals who are very successful at making a lot of money in the clothing business, I instead listened to those closest to me to go back to school to find a job that I had pretty much already found for myself. But what do you know? You're 21 years old, you're trying to figure out life, right? So at that time, with the thought of going back to school, I struggled to find anything I was interested in. So I studied creative writing because it was the only topic that I would find myself enjoying. A friend of mine told me at the time to just read any trashy novel. And sure enough, I was hooked on literature, right? I was like, this is what I want to do. So what I found myself after putting myself through college and then working at a major newspaper, which the irony of that was that working there, I was working in their sales department. Okay,
well,
at the end of college.
Fast forward this a little bit because we only have a few minutes left. But Claudia, as a sales and marketing consultant, what do you most feel your clients need when you work with them?
So what I was just going to say was, they need to find someone who understands where I was at that point. When you're at a crossroads, right? So do you continue in sales? Do you continue in, you know, making money? That's where I was. What my approach is that through discovery, I find people who are at these crossroads. So they may find, because of time, money, or a lack of even creative thinking, they're not able to resolve this. What I do is I can take any struggling business and say, okay, you're at the crossroads. What is that thorn in your side? Let's talk about it. Let's figure out creative ways that even if you can't afford a sales staff or a marketing department, how can we get you there? And because of my, you know, fork in the road where I was like, you know, I loved literature, creative writing, but yet at the same time, I love sales. I have a creative way of thinking where I just combine all of this for them and then just make it happen. I'm doing that right now. So that's what I do. You know, if there's a business that, or even a person is like, I'm out of work right now. I can't find job. I can't find, well, let's talk about it. Let's find some creative ways. There's so many opportunities out there. It's crazy. So that's what I help people do.
Interesting, interesting, interesting. And I've never met a wine country host. So what does that mean?
Well, a host is someone who invites people to stay in their home, whether one of their homes or it's their house, offering their house, and host them. So I host people in my home up north, and I provide for them like not only a place to stay, but like the reason why it becomes so successful is I hook them up with drivers, photographers, days, where they just go off on, you know, with the guide tours. And so it's like a whole package. So I'm basically nice. Hosting them as if I was there, but I have a team up there that if they come up to wine country, it's all taken care of for them.
Well, that's great. It's like a concierge service for those who want to drink wine and forget what time it is.
That's exactly what it is. And that's what I've done too, is work as a concierge here in Los Angeles for a lot of hosts with even luxury properties. We hosted an Academy Award winner who I didn't even know. I was watching her get the award, didn't even know that was the lady I was ordering coffee for in the morning, but I helped them too, you know, and so I do that up north. I've done it here in LA. It's just thinking out of the box creatively.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Claudia, thank you so much for being on our podcast and sharing your gifts with our mm-hmm. audience members. How can our guests connect with you, stay in touch with you, and learn from you?
They can go to ClaudiaCastro.com. They can call me, text me, 310-265-3697. That's my phone number. Call, text me. Let me know what your crossroads are, and let's help you figure it out.
Great. Claudia, thanks again for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.